This episode of the In Deep Show is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Listen, I could take this time right now and go into a whole bunch of reasons why you should go to Tweaked Audio and get 33% off, put in the code IDS, get the free shipping, lifetime warranty, all that. But you know what? I'm not going to do that because you're just going to fucking do it.
The In Deep Show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
Bitches.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
With Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark.
Dog. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. You know what? I ain't even gonna try to front. Like, shit is just so smooth today. Shit is, like, really going crazy in this fucking studio today. On top of being attacked by fruit flies. And if you weren't involved in the first recording of this show that we just trashed, we named the fruit flies. We've killed a few. We were motivated to go on this killing spree by our own Mark the Doc Wally that said a whole bunch of inhumane things about killing dogs that we decided we weren't going to use for the show because PETA is Big Brother and listens to everything.
Okay.
So we decided that we're not going to do that. I did decide that, you know, we're going to leave in the part of our guests talking through our introduction. But other than that, I'm your man Big B. This is the In Deep Show. I have my crew with me. I have nothing but royalty, Queen Neen.
Well, hello. Welcome back. Welcome to the show.
I have my man Digital Doc.
What's up? What's up, y'all? How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, boop. I wasn't even going to look at him. I happened to glance up. Drew would do this for me.
And we have with us today Miss T, y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Okay, so usually this time I would ask, what do we do this weekend? But being that I already know, and again, if
pretend like you don't,
if you have premium content and you listen to, if you get our premium content feed and you heard the first part of the show,
how about pretend like you don't and ask us how our weekend was anyway? How about that?
Oh, you didn't know about our premium content? Probably because you haven't sent in $150 for the premium content feed. Yes, we give you all the outtakes. There's not that many because we're just sort of badass in what we do. But every now and then, you know, Doc looks at the computer and gets this Tourette's thing going on and just shuts the computer down for us.
Okay.
So we
yeah,
all right. I'm kidding. We kid because we love. How's everybody's weekend? Did I say I'm your man, Big B? I feel like the people should know that.
Yeah, you usually do every time.
Did you? I don't know.
I am your man, Big B. Alcohol is setting in. How was everybody's weekend?
I gotta catch up.
Mine was pretty good, man.
What did you do?
Wait, did you cut the grass?
I cut the grass.
And get the dog bath?
I did. That's right. You were there, weren't you? And Brian helped me. Yes, I cut the grass. I gave my dog a bath, and I cut his hair, and there you go. I'm doing it more frequently these days, thanks to Queen Charnine.
Yay.
All right.
I don't have to call.
And I'm still going to kill Buddy.
Oh, damn.
God damn it.
Please don't.
And
please don't.
Yeah. Psych, Peter.
Psych. Oh, that was an
act. Psych, sweet Peter Jesus.
Did you do anything this weekend?
Wait, quick! I hit my arm. That was a napkin that touched me. I thought it was a bug.
Oh,
one, okay.
Poltergeist.
Yeah. I feel like I don't know why. I feel like I told y'all this before, but we went to a murder mystery in Baltimore. It was in Greektown.
That's one of those moments. Did I tell you?
Right. Did I tell y'all the story already? So in we all got dressed up, and we looked very, you know, we were part of the, well, we looked like we were a part of the show, but we weren't. But we had a good time, though. It was super fun. They did a good job.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I have to show y'all a picture. Did I already show it to you? I feel like I did already.
No, well, what did you dress up as?
Okay. I look like one of the dolls back in the day. And
did
I was talking like
have,
Annabelle.
Hold on. Stop, Mark. You are not going like to fuck up my visions right now. You are not going to do. Okay. Did you have the little burlesque outfit on with the?
I did not.
Shit. Okay. Did you have the corset that just had the girls just looking like sunshine over the Allegheny Mountains?
I didn't.
You didn't have that. Did you have the burlap sack on and say, y'all going round from round here, y'all?
My hair was tied up. That's exactly what I look like.
Y'all know Master wouldn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or not.
Well,
it was
right.
Cute, though. It was super fun. I had my long little cigarette, and I was like, hey, dolls. I was talking all like that.
Oh, shit. You was a slave owner. Sister.
What the hell?
What the fuck?
Okay.
All right. Okay. This Negro don't know nothing. Okay.
Okay, we gotta get this out there.
All right.
It's getting.
Run a mucket?
Run a mucket.
What you do, T?
Again, I was laid back and relaxed.
Say again.
Right. Again.
All right.
T.
Cool.
Yeah, this is nice.
It was fun. B, what you do?
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I have been going through some, like, crazy physical shit.
What?
The last couple weeks.
Crazy what?
Just physical
like
ailments.
A lot of work?
Yeah. My workload has been nuts. I'm getting back into this gym routine.
Oh, good for you.
And it's just... It's like my body is not recovering from day to day. So I was forced like into rest.
Oh, you were forced into it.
I couldn't. I mean, I had so many things that every morning I was like, I'm going to do this, and I was just like, it's not going to happen. The thing that's in front of you is called a microphone. It picks up sound and talk and stuff. Just thought I'd let you know. Thank you.
Lindsay.
So, oh wow, Mademoiselle.
That's what I was saying all the time. I was like, come on, dolls, let's go. Yeah, anyway.
Looks like y'all had some fun.
We did.
Cool. Are you gonna share any of those flicks with the Deepsters?
No.
Okay.
Well, like, unless you're a friend of on Facebook, I didn't even post anything, to be honest with you.
Well, Deepsters, if you look into my mind's eye, what I'm looking at is... No, I'm just kidding.
Heard a mystery. How long was it? Like an hour or something?
Yeah. It was like dinner, too. So,
oh, okay.
So probably, I'd say about an hour and a half, maybe.
Cool. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's fun.
It was fun. Yeah. It was fun.
Did they ask anybody like from the crowd if they wanted to be in it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh okay. Did you go there? No.
No. I guess, but probably because we were running behind. Because who knew there was a game? We probably should have looked into that before
right.
decided to go that day. Okay. Totally didn't think about it, hey, so it took us longer to get there.
That's just like when we used to go to church. Okay, this is nothing to do with baptismal though. But you know, as we got older, you know, you don't want to be in church all day. We always went with our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And man, it was Sunday school, the morning service. Mm-hmm. They was in there all day long. When we learned how to catch the bus home, we was out of there about 12 o'clock. We was going,
like, we'll be right back.
The Redskins came on and won. You know, you had to be home. It took us about an hour to get home too, from up
damn.
Northwest.
Yeah. That's real.
Yeah. Had to see the Skins now.
True. I mean, shit. I mean, back then, public transportation, horse and buggy.
Fuck you.
Get up, y'all.
Was the Redskins playing it? Well, that goes to show you how deep my loyalty is. God damn
right.
it. You know.
You're a little lucky.
That was when Chris Hamburger and them was playing with it.
Damn.
Who?
Chris Hamburger, yeah.
That's a real player?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
That's one of the Redskins.
I go
greats.
Deep, deep
back. Remember back, okay, I'm going to tell you. Remember this? What did you used to be able to get at Exxon back in the day?
Slim Jim.
Exxon.
Remember you used to get the little sketches? The Redskin players.
Oh, right. Yep.
I had
yep.
that motherfucker. I ain't killing. Yeah. You won't live again.
yeah, that was good old days right there.
Nice.
Billy Kilmer.
Who that?
Oh, yeah.
I can get down with it now. I goes way back. See, my grandparents and all them were Redskin fans too. So even before I could say Redskins, we were watching them. Yeah. That's when RFK was live. You know what I'm playing? You know I'm talking about that right there, that
mm-hmm,
girl? Mm-hmm. With no FedEx Field in.
Shit.
Yes, sir.
RFK did get live. Got
mm-hmm.
concerts and stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see like a couple of concerts and stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool, man.
Well, I guess it's time to start the show. Any objections going forward?
No, please.
Well, all right, let's start the show.
Cardboard cut out, sharp teeth, smart mouth, smile big, small waist, big hips, cut pace.
Forgive me, but you look familiar.
Prom queen, mean chick, teen mom, bad bitch, real bad advice, can't fool me twice.
Forgive me, but
she the latest model, but these hoes retro. One in a million, but these bitches special. It's two shoes in a pair, two peas in a pot, three peas inappropriate, groupies in a mop. Usually I like them to look just like you. You just so usual, you just look used. I need something out of the norm. Foreign just don't seem foreign no more. Just give me the porn, it's like four in the morning. Trying to raise the bar, I was born in a torn. Got a lot of wife, more than a morning. CNCs, I ain't even performing. But we met in a life when we were both cats. Our owners were neighbors, how funny is that? What's funnier is yours had eight different cats. The same shade of black, and I'm blind as a bat. Cardboard cut out, sharp teeth, smart mouth. Smile big, small waist, big hips, cut face.
Forgive me, but you look familiar.
These bitches regular, and they smoke regular. If these bitches bad, then bad bitches regular. County bound ass bitches acting like the federal. This bitch from Paris, then Paris is terrible.
I don't wanna go down no more. Even though I've been there before. And even there, they was regular.
Basic.
AEA, what Kim at? Chris Jenner, that's a kid at. Stacy Dash, where you been at? Cause these bitches clueless. If your mama say you special, then your mama ain't the truest. With our line ass. With our fine ass. With that giant ass. She regular too, huh?
Cardboard cut out, sharp teeth, smart mouth. Smile big, small waist, big hips, cut face. Prom queen, mean chick, yo. Team mom, bad bitch, yo. Real bad advice. Ooh. Can't fool me twice.
Forgive me, but you look for a
I'm a rapper, so ice. Where she come from, damn, I don't know. But I think I seen her in Chance and Migos video. Her body look like a coke bottle, but I'ma let her do the swallow. Hershey chasing after my dollar. Hit the bucket from the back, make her holler. If she get your number, know that she gon' call you. She don't fuck with nothing but ballers. I gotta stop her. Call me Quavo, Captain America. I'm not saving her, no, I'm not cuffing her.
Nah.
Forgive me,
but you look
for me. Forgive me, but
you look for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, this is producer Rich Harrison, and you're listening to the In Deep Show, where they go deep. Bring a snorkel, my brother.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you going to talk about today, Doc?
Hey, man. Hey. Kim and Kanye. Kanye getting ready to start sticking out with his baby boo because they get ready to do it again, y'all. What y'all think I'm talking about?
About to stick it out attempt, with his baby boo.
Attempt to break the internet.
Kim's stomach get ready to stick out again, y'all. They did it. Did the wild thing in March. And, you know, they expected another little one. They don't know whether it's a boy or girl. It's a little too early to tell. I don't know. Maybe so. But, yeah, man, they done did it. They get ready to have another one. And we don't know what the name's going to be. You know, so I'm expecting something extravagant though. I don't think they're gonna name it anything normal. You know, knowing Kanye, I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I think Kim probably go towards something more. You know, normal. Maybe just a tad bit extravagant, but not all that old wildish. You know,
like Zozo West,
Zozo,
Zay West.
I don't know. But, you know, congratulations to them. You know, I guess they did it that way, you know. You think they planned it? I guess they did, you know. You just go in there without, you know. Yeah. I guess they didn't want the babies to be too far apart.
I think they did try. They were trying.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. They succeeded. All right. So, good luck. Good luck with them. Good luck with them. And I don't know. I guess Kanye gave it a little time to, you know, the little thing to get back together before he went back in there. What? You know, like after you have a baby, right? You supposed to wait how long? What, a couple 3 months? You know, so mm-hmm. You know all the people can tighten up.
But Northwest is like 2 or 3.
Well, yeah. Well,
you don't think that was enough time?
Hey, it depends.
On
you know how long it take for a thing to tighten a little bit.
Really?
You know. So everything.
I'm like, come on, man. That I think that's 2 years. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey. I had to do what I had to do.
Okay. I kind of feel like that's
That's enough.
That's long enough.
Yeah.
That's long enough. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, thanks. Maybe after the baby was born, they said.
An elephant?
Okay.
Damn. Well, maybe after the baby was born, they said, okay, we're going to just give it a little more time. We're going to just, you know, have a little fun for a couple, a year and a half or so. And then, you know, all right, boom.
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 That's how it works.
In March. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Boom.
But anyway, yeah. In December, you know, they looking for a little baby girl, a baby boy. It's going to be real interesting to see what the name is going to be.
So you're not going to ask us what we think?
Oh, okay. You said Zozo, right?
I said Zozo or Zay Zay.
Zozo, Zay Zay.
What you think, Miss TT?
Zozo or Zay Zay.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know I said they're going to still go with the streets and the signs and stuff. So I'm thinking so.
That's, I think that's more
Northwest now. Well, Kanye is a fool.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think Kim is a little more, you know, a little more down to earth. Mm. Kanye, he out there. So,
you know what? And again, if you haven't paid your $150 to listen to the premium uncut feed of the show that we recorded earlier, I'm going to change my early prediction. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say he's going to name her after like some pretty sounding area of Chicago.
I was just about to say that.
Oh. Okay, so you know,
Chi-Town. Maybe like Millennium or something. I don't know.
Oh, shit.
That sounds like a strip joint.
Millennium West. Coming to the stage.
Millennium Park or something. You know, I don't know.
Park West. Ooh.
There you go.
Oh, that's smooth.
That's your second one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you on a roll.
We can't give that away. We can't give that away because these people have to pay their money.
Watch out something then. Like that, a nice area of
the
shop.
Watch it
or
now.
Maybe he'll be simple and name it after his mother if it's a girl.
What was her name? Donda? I feel like it's Donda.
Yeah.
Something like that. Maybe Donda West. Donda. Well, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a girl.
What about Wild?
Wild West.
Yeah.
You can play that song.
That's something Kanye do.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Wild West.
Hey.
Pew.
Uh-huh. Pew, pew.
I used to live down.
Oh, gosh.
Nope.
Hey, what do you think? Anyway. Moving on. All right, Caitlin. What about that name?
Mm-mm. I feel like it's taken already.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's not going.
You know what? I have a prediction that no child in the next 10 to 15 years will be named Caitlin.
It might be, but with a K.
Fuck all that.
Well, anyway, Bruce Jenner didn't snatch that name up. And that's what he's doing. Y'all seen the cover of Vanity? Y'all seen this picture with the boobs and everything?
Yeah, I thought he looked good. I mean, she looked good.
Caitlin looks
good.
I mean, at this point, are we still supposed to be saying he?
She.
We supposed to be saying she now?
Her name is Caitlin with a C.
She.
It's a done deal.
It is official. She looks
all
good.
All right. Cool. Yeah. But you were saying something about the voice. The voice?
Yeah, she still sounds like Bruce. I'm gonna need them to work on that a little bit more.
Oh, okay. But is he gonna have something?
He already had his Adam's apple like shaved down already.
No, I'm talking about to make his voice.
Oh, if he keeps taking like hormone, it'll probably change.
Oh, is that
he gonna get one of them Roger Trout ones?
Whatever. He's just gonna carry around like a machine. Okay. You know what? I don't know why it popped in my head. I was thinking, my name is.
Oh my god!
Like one of those.
I was like, no, that's not
what he means. He means like the.
Yeah,
bitch. I was like, yes.
Fucking foggy now.
I was like, that's not what he's talking about. What? Okay.
Well, look, hey Doc, crew, we have one of our great listeners that wants to chime in on this very topic. We got the man Kmart. What's going on, my man?
Hey, dog.
Hey.
What up?
What's going on,
Kevin? Oh, shoot. I'm doing good, chilling out here in Southern California. How's everybody doing over there?
Uh-oh.
Right. Awesome.
What did you say, Southern California?
Great.
That's what's up. Finally glad to be on the show.
How about it?
Finally glad to have you, Pimpin.
Oh, hey. I am very, very happy to be here. But nah, man, this Bruce Jenner thing is crazy. I see social media. They going ape shit over. I seen about 1,000 some memes on him, and they're roasting him and Kris Jenner.
Really? Like, I thought they would be like more welcoming. You know what I mean?
Come on. Well, okay. You know how people are.
I mean, seriously, they said it was like over 166,000 tweets that had to do with this, do with Caitlyn. So I thought maybe, you know, there would be like a lot of hey girl, hey, welcome, you know. Oh, did you just zoom in? Oh shit.
Come on now. Come on. You guys know better than anybody how people on social media get. I mean, they can be ruthless. I always say social media is like a gift and a curse.
Ooh. Oh, don't I say that all the time? Yeah.
Twitter is vicious. And right now they're going to town on him.
Oh man. Wow. I was hoping, well, I haven't been on today, but I was hoping everybody would have been positive.
I like Caitlyn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they said that she has more followers than President Obama. Were you going to talk about that, Mark?
No.
That she, I think she got like, 5 million or something like that within 4 hours, and I think he did his in like 5. Oh, shit. Really? You better check on somebody.
Yeah. I'm actually not surprised by that.
You're not surprised?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's the society we live in.
We were talking about them dishes in the background. I'm man. Like, your wife mad or something?
No.
I was like,
I'm at work right now.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute. You can't hear that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm at work. My client, he's doing his dishes.
So.
Oh,
but you know what? Hold on, though. Stop for a second. I'm mad as shit that there's actually a palm. Is that a palm tree behind you?
Oh, yeah.
What in the okay. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. That's how we do out here.
Yeah, that's real.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for y'all to come out and visit.
Man, we trying to, but every time we scrape enough money together to try to get the crew out there, Shaunee steal it, and she go by herself.
He government go to Paris. Okay. All right.
Okay. I mean, I am trying to come out there. I'm going to probably be out there probably in the fall, because of course, I mean, as Queenie knows, I'm a big time Eagles fan, so I'm going out there for the Dallas game, and so I got to swoop down to DC to get my godson. So,
you know, he was at the Eagles game, Eagles Redskin game too.
Ah,
when we were there, we were talking about it on Twitter. I was like, "No, you weren't," and I threw up a picture. Oh, he was like, "Yes, I was," and he threw up a picture too.
Oh yeah,
I said, "Oh shit, oh, yeah.
What's up? You gonna hit it this year? What's going on?"
Oh yeah, I'm definitely coming to the Dallas game. I'm definitely gonna try to swoop down to like the DC area. I'm gonna be on borrowed time because I got a lot of ripping and running to do in New Jersey as well as DC.
Oh shit, Jersey, bring your bulletproof vest.
Oh yeah.
Shit, wow. Down here too.
Get one of them Harley Davidson wallets with the chain on it. See. Make sure I stay with you.
Oh, B. Hey, I still haven't forgotten. My talk, my shit is coming up. I've been working on it. I graduate this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, your boy walks.
Nice.
Oh, congrats.
All right. Thank you, my man.
Can we get the particulars of the paper?
Whoo. Not yet. Like I said, it's in process. I've been working on like the last couple months.
No, I was talking about the degree.
Oh yeah, human services and management.
Nice.
Yeah. All right,
man. Yeah.
All right.
You're hiring.
Oh yeah, man. We're always looking for people. Shoot, okay. Baylor the Great knows. Shoot, he knows the story. So.
Oh nephew, huh?
Hashtag Sir Socks a lot.
Oh lord.
Hashtag oh yeah, PTG. Yeah. Shoot, it's bad. It's bad that I know him so well that when certain letters go a certain way, I'm like, all right, this is him. This is him talking.
Right.
Even before we hit the hashtags, right. I know it's him.
The 3,000 hashtags right. that he uses.
Oh yeah, hashtag King. The hashtag King, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, I know y'all can't say his name, but so many times.
BTG. Right. I forgot.
He's saying that shit is like Beetlejuice.
Right, that shit.
Right, like Candyman.
Oh yeah. Oh, but you know, he's gonna come on. He's gonna want to be on in the next couple minutes. So
I'm rapping to you and shit, and then on Twitter, and then boom, here he come with my invite. Oh my God. Damn, dude, did you smell the blood in the water?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. That's funny.
But yeah, but you know, hey, I know I do have a question, and this has been kind of boggling my mind the last like couple months. But what's up with Bobby Christina?
I don't know what's going on with her. I haven't heard anything about her.
I was told, unfortunately, that I can no longer comment on Bobby Christina.
Oh.
Says who?
Yeah, how about that? I need to know that shit too.
Because I get looks from the queen when I inquire about the well-being of Bobby Christina. And I get looks from the queen and from the princess that cuts through me.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
You probably say fucked up stuff. That's
why. I don't say nothing, man. It ain't my fault that every time I hear about Bobby Christina, I think about the Wiggles.
Oh, yeah.
Fruit salad.
Yummy, yummy. Okay. Doc, any of your idea sauces?
Got anything? Nothing that I've heard. But I'm going to tell you like this. I think she's still in a vegetable stage. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Because if not, they would have been saying something positive, or she blinked her eyes, or she moved her hands, or something.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be honest with you, like I said, I hate to keep saying this, but yeah. I think the girl is already gone. They just
unfortunately, it's about time to let her go home. Unfortunately,
exactly.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends. I don't know. I wouldn't pull the plug on her yet because you know. Oh, that would be sad.
I tell you what.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
If they didn't have the money, she'd be gone by now.
Oh, you know it. You know it.
I wonder it's the terminology, pull the plug. I wonder, do they actually come in and snatch a bitch out the wall and start grabbing a bitch over their arms? Or do they like sucker like Otis the janitor to be like, hey, go ahead and move that equipment for me. Just unplug that, move that over there
and
for
put
him.
It on him.
Oh, yeah,
Otis
right.
Did it.
Right.
Wow. No.
They'd be like, Otis, can you move that right over there? Yeah, sure, boss, I got you.
Oh.
It doesn't exactly go down like that, but this is why we don't allow him to talk about shit.
No, but I mean, but this is something, like I said, this is something that's been, like I said, it's been on people's minds, and I'm pretty sure that, I mean, we've all kind of wondered, I mean, this kind of been swept under the rug for a while.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah, she's probably not doing well.
Nah, not at all.
Mm-mm. Poor baby.
Yeah. Bobby just keeps saying, you know, we're gonna go with God and all that. That sounds real religious and beautiful and shit.
Yeah, if I was a parent, I don't know if I'd want my child go like that either. Because what if they, you know, they could wake up?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, but my thing is like, how good would she be? I mean,
exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
And see, you know, this may sound like a joke, but I'm being dead serious. If they might want to let them know what the running tab on all this is, they might make their decision a little bit quicker.
She probably had insurance.
Come on now, the way they fighting over Whitney's money.
Oh.
The way they fighting over Whitney's money, they not trying to give up no more.
That's true.
And I'm sure they got to be in the millions by now.
No doubt.
Damn.
I mean, I can just imagine that hospital bill.
Yeah, man.
No shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
True.
I bet, man, if they scream Obamacare.
I think so. I want to say she's in rehab, though, not in the hospital.
Yeah, they said they moved her.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they moved her.
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear about that.
To hospice.
That was like
I'm just saying. Look, man, I'm just keeping it fucking.
What you said, they moved her because she couldn't move herself? What?
They moved to
what you saying?
I think it's either hospice or rehab. It's like
rehab.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
you said every time they come in there and talk about pulling the plug, Bobby poke her arm and she'll be like, let's see, move.
rehab, really?
No, it's a difference.
I know it's a difference. Was she rehab, man? Come on, man. No. They moved her to hospice, man.
Let me ask you a question.
They trying to keep that shit down low.
No, for real. Let me ask you a serious question. Let's say, miraculously, by like the grace of God, like she actually makes a recovery,
mm-hmm.
right? And she actually starts getting to the point where she's in full control of all of her faculties and functions and everything. Blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. What do you think? What's grandma's name?
Sissy.
Excuse me.
What do you think she would do if she so much as to see a glass of wine in that girl's hand or something? Like, see her start going back down the path of destruction. I think that would make her lose her religion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no doubt.
She's like, I done put up with your mama. I done put up with you, your daddy, your uncles, mm-hmm. that other, your brother, your, what's it, brusband?
I think that's what TP said.
Your brusband?
I like that. I like that. Well, hey, that's her prerogative.
Really? No pun intended.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
Boom.
Hey, man. Shit.
Oh, my God.
I think it's time, though. I got a few more stuff. Y'all want to roll?
Jump in next door.
All right, okay.
Can you send a few more minutes with us?
We finished with Caitlin. All right. Y'all want to go? Yeah, we finished with Caitlin.
Oh, remember, right? I feel like I told you this already, but remember I was telling you.
hold on real quick, because I don't want no fucked up rumors to get started about the IDS show and its crew.
Okay.
So, Kmart, you'll hear this on the playback. Okay. We're being attacked in the studio by fruit flies.
Yes, sir.
So, if you see us swinging that shit.
Right, yeah. We're not retarded.
We're not hallucinating shit. You know,
no judging here.
Okay. Right.
Thank you. Proceed,
it's no,
like, Doctor.
Yeah. Man, it's no drugs going on.
Y'all solid with me.
I was gonna say drinking, but no drugs.
There you go.
Oh, so I was saying, uh-oh. I feel like I said this already. I was talking about Old Navy. About the shirts. This is in regards to Caitlin. Something about to get it over here. I saw the pimp hand come up.
Uh-oh. Okay, all right.
Get it.
It won't be.
So now Old Navy is carrying Pride t-shirts. So like I was saying, they have one t-shirt that says Pride.
Okay.
Oh, that was one on my mic. They have a shirt that says Pride, and then it has like rainbow stripes, you know, going across the bottom of it. And then they have one t-shirt that says Love is Love. And I think that's really sweet.
Cool.
That is sweet.
And another thing Caitlin said.
Hustle, pick it up.
It sounded like a prison jail back then, y'all.
Hey, nigga, I told y'all wanted some grits.
God damn
it. You gonna eat your cornbread.
Hustle, motherfucker.
Woo! Anyway, Bruce said, man, he's not spelled it with a C.
Somebody ordered a fish and grits.
Pick it up.
Tree bucket, pick it up.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. He said he's using the C, not a K, because he want to get away from the Kardashian moniker and everything and all that kind of crap. Yes. And I think we talked about where his dick was, and it was something about duct taping it,
no,
and folding it, and slitting it.
It's more like origami.
Snip and tuck.
Snip and tuck.
Well, I don't think we were saying he hadn't gotten to that part yet. I think right now, I think it's just tucked.
Oh, he started north, and then he's going to go south.
And then, what's behind you? South? Wait, north? South.
Well, if you're going north, behind you would be east.
East or south?
No, it's south. It's south. Down and up. North.
Down and back.
Northwest?
South. Wait, I don't know.
That seems like down into the
hey,
right.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Kanye's daughter.
Okay.
Tucky West.
Tucky. Tucky Dicky West.
Okay. Okay. Sorry.
Moving on. Hey, Jamie's new album, Hollywood, The Story of a Dozen Roses, man, has gone on the top on R&B charts, hip hop joints. He sold 31,000 in the first week.
Wait, who?
31,000.
Who?
Jamie Foxx.
Damn, I did not hear anything about the album.
Me either.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's been out.
Number one, top 10 on R&B joints.
Is this before the fight or after the fight?
This was 2 weeks ago.
No, this was after the fight.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. Now, he sold 31 copies in the week ending May 31,000. Okay. What'd I say?
I was going to say his mama bought one. His cousin bought one. His uncle bought 10. So he can sell it out of his trunk.
Right. Okay. Number 10 on Billboard's 200. Now, this is Jamie's fourth in his whole career, you know. Totally.
So that's pretty good, man. So congratulations to your brother Jamie doing his thing. Okay. But you know what, though? I never really heard his whole CDs, but apparently that, what was the first one about the liquor?
Blame It On.
That wasn't his first. Yeah. I think that was his second or third.
Yeah.
Okay. He's been doing good, though.
Has anybody heard this CD yet?
No. I've heard a couple songs on it. It sounds like the stuff he does.
I heard that one with Chris Brown. I forget the name of it, though.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about Jamie's music is if you find out who either wrote the song or did the production, you can hear that person. Like, once everyone realized on his last album, I think it was, that Tank wrote and produced most of it, you can figure out what it sounds like.
Okay.
And, you know, Jamie's a good singer.
Meatloaf, pick it up.
Jamie's even better at mimicking voices.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Salisbury Steak, pick up.
You hit him.
He was the best.
I was going to say, God damn it. Are you in a cafeteria?
In the AT&T cafeteria. My girl was like, no, that's the break room.
Right. Listen to the commercial.
Woo, moving on. Oh, Floyd Mayweather called himself.
Brother got paid them bills.
Hey, I know that's right, though. I know that's right.
Just funny. Hey,
what's the special, though, for today? Let me see. Floyd Mayweather, man. Damn, y'all know back in the day, I think it was like maybe 6-8 months ago, he was messing with this girl named Chantel Jackson. And she said, I think she went out saying that Floyd put his hands on her or something. Anyway, apparently Floyd is really, really into this bra because he proposed to her. Now, Floyd said, look, let's get married. You can move in with me. And you can go back and forth to L.A. because apparently the broad is an actress or whatever. And he said, you know, I promised to go get some, you know, help, you know, as far as my attitude. And you need to, too. That's what Floyd said. And he said, I promise I'll get you three A-list movies, you know, a role or whatever in these movies and all that. And I don't know how he's going to do that, but I guess he will. But the broad said, nah. Hell
good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
And apparently, back in the day, Floyd got a little mad because she was in some pictures with Nelly. But apparently, her and Nelly still together.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. so maybe Floyd game ain't as tight as he thinks.
Maybe she don't like getting beat. I don't know.
Okay.
Go out on the ledge and
right.
You know. Sign she got some damn sense.
Right.
Yeah. How about that? But you know, I guess there comes a time in a woman's life where she's tired of getting swole.
Of the bullshit.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that too. And the swelling. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. We got a lot of more coming up, y'all.
We do.
Nope.
Yep. Nope.
This is not the end.
Not the end.
Yes, no, maybe so.
Well, I mean, if I'm. Well, for some of you, this may be the end of the show. If you have. If your $150 payment has cleared, you will hear some more show after this. Now, we'll be right back, y'all.
Stay tuned. I haven't seen no more flies lately.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your man, Big B. With the crew, Queenie, Doc, Miss T, and we got the man on the left coast, Mr. K, Mart.
Yo, yo.
So we got to get into our question for today. But you know how we do, Queen. When we have guests on the show, we pretty much just let them have run of the show. Let them have, you know, let just whatever they want, whatever they here for, we give it to them. So my man came on. He was like, B, I need one thing out you. And I was like, what's that? And he told me. And without further, you know, when he told me what it is he wanted, I was like, oh, shit. I was just looking for a reason. So without further ado, for all you Bama ass motherfuckers that ain't never left the DMV, but you want to claim some bogus bullshit?
I need a copy of that. I really do.
You don't know how that cleanses my soul.
Right, right. Bruh, man. Shoot, man. That man, when I hear that, man, that definitely means I'm going to have a good day.
I think I just found my way to get through that dead point when the NBA playoffs is over and we got to wait those 2 months until football time.
Oh, my God, man. That's hell right there.
Thank you for that. My God.
Oh, man.
So, we got to get into today's question. And, you know what? It's actually fine. It's not a relationship question. Well, sort of.
Let's see.
Sort of. Not a relationship. A relationship in a different sense.
Okay.
But a relationship nonetheless.
Which county?
All right.
All right. So, a gentleman wrote in and, he said, you know, coming up, he had a buddy of his that was a little bit older than him. And he always looked at him as his big brother. And he was like, this dude sort of took him under his wing and just, you know, whatever, like a big brother would. He said everywhere they went, he picked up the bill. He said if they motherfucking skipped town or whatever, he made sure shit was glossed out. Blah, blah, blah. And he said, you know, after a, you know, few years or whatever, his big brother had to do a little bit of a bid. See, his big brother was selling dope. And he had that money like that. And he took care of him. So, what happened was, you know, during the time that he was, you know, doing this bid, little brother, you know, through school and hard work, came up. And now, you know, he's living, you know, sort of comfortable for himself. Big brother out of jail now. So, he's going through, you know, a bit of a tug of war, of feeling like, should he feel obligated to have to sort of do the same things for Big Brother, because now Big Brother is out of jail and pretty much just, you know, getting what little menial jobs he can get and blah, blah, blah. And he's making, you know, pretty decent money for himself. He says he doesn't have a family and he doesn't have kids, so he doesn't have any real responsibilities. But at the same time, he feels that he should not feel obligated to provide in which the same way manner in which Big Brother did for him. But he kind of feels that sort of guilt, you know, that sort of guilt shade being thrown by Big Brother, like, damn, Slim, I had you on everything and now it's like you good and I'm not, and it's like you not there for me. And he feels like it's different circumstances. Should he, you know, you got yours off ill-gotten gains, so it was throwaway money for you. You know, I got this off of hard work, education, and the sweat of my brow, and the money means a little bit more to me. So I don't know. We'll start with you, Kmart. How do you see this?
Man, dang, that's kind of tough because I mean I'm all for like hard work and grinding, getting your bread without doing it the legal way, but also I'm also a big proponent of family. I mean, putting myself in his situation, you know what? I would chip Big Bro off just off of from what he did for me in the past, but he got to make sure he get his act together. I mean, do something positive. But that's tough. That's real tough.
That is a tough one.
Well, you know what? For me, I would definitely have I had to sit down and chop it up with him. You know, I'm gonna help him out, no doubt, because he helped me out when I was a little pup.
Well, let me ask you a question, Doc. Mm-hmm. Did he help him out, or did he just provide something for him that? I mean, it wasn't like dude was on the streets. Mm-hmm. He just basically flossed out for him because he had it. So is that really help, or was that more of a thing of, hey, nigga, you know, I got it, so let's get it?
Well, I don't really know the whole circumstance between their relationship. Now, if Shorty was just clinging on to him because, you know, he was getting it, you know, or dude was just taking him under his wing, trying to, you know, groom him into his lifestyle, I don't know. But in any event, you know, Shorty was there. He wasn't like, nah, I know what you do, and I don't want to be a part of it. He wasn't. I mean, that's really up to Shorty. But I'd be like, look, man, I can help you. I'm gonna help you out a little bit because you know you were there for me in any case. You know, he was there for the ride. He didn't say, nah, I don't want to go to that. I don't want to go to that restaurant with you because of what you do. I don't want to do this because of what you do. He was there. You know, right. So it's really up to Shorty, but I will help him out. I'll be like, look, man, I can do this for you. You know, so hopefully you from here on you're gonna go through the right track, or you know, do whatever's best for you. But this is it, and that's that.
Well, I would say I would definitely help him. I don't like the idea of, oh, because he was selling drugs, then maybe because that means he just had it, so he was doing it. I mean, people who sell drugs, not trying to defend them, but they put their life on the line just like you do everything else. Like, I've been around people who sold drugs. I've been around people who worked hard, and both parties have done things for me, and I don't think it was because they felt like, oh, they had it, they did it. I think they were genuinely good people, and they did it for you. So I would say definitely help him out. I mean, he says he's out of jail and he's working a little job right now, so he is trying to do the right thing. So right. Definitely don't leave him out there just the dry. He had you, and I mean, when I do stuff with people, I don't go into it off because I just got it. It's just because I'm a good person and I'm doing it. So I would want to give him that same credit.
No doubt.
Yeah. I pretty much agree with what you were saying. I think that, you know, if this is somebody that was like your big brother and, you know, you went with him to do whatever it was, to go eat, to buy some clothes, and he was always taking care of you, no matter where that money came from, I think you need to help him out. If he's like your family still, because, I mean, maybe there's been years and time and things have changed, but, you know, if he needs some help, I think as a friend or as family, it is your duty to help him. I'm not saying pay his bills because, you know, you probably don't have cake like he had cake. But I still think you should help him, you know, just to get ahead a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean like, okay, here's $500. Go, you know, go about your business, you know, but just help him out. Like, if y'all go out to eat, you know, pay the bill. You know, if maybe you're somewhere and you see something that he might like, pick it up for him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because he probably has to start all over from scratch, clothing wise too.
Oh no.
You know, so pick up some stuff for him if you see it. Maybe it might not be Gucci, but shit, it might be Gap or Old Navy or Marshalls or whatever, but it doesn't matter. You know, whatever you can do for him, I think he would greatly appreciate that. And I think, you know, just because you may have gone the straight narrow route, you know, to get yours, it doesn't mean that what he did for you, even though it was, you know, with drug money, doesn't mean that he still didn't do something for you. Mm-hmm. And I think if you act like you don't know him, or if you act like you don't want to help him, I think you're some bullshit.
Right. You know, the only thing that I would sort of caution him on is this, and I use this this analogy of putting out a bowl of milk for a kitten. You know what I'm saying? If you put that first bowl of milk out, that kitten gonna keep coming to your door.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And so you don't want to get yourself in that situation where you're just pretty much just throwing out cake for him or whatever. You might want to kind of also let him know what it took for you to get there. You might, like in your eyes, he might just see the same flossing in which he was doing, but he doesn't realize, yeah, while you sat for 10 years, I was in class for 5 years. And you know, while you know, I came out and I had to grind and I had to, you know, work at McDonald's part-time and this and that, blah, blah, blah. And so, whereas making a couple $100 for you back in the day was a matter of you making a phone call, turning a corner and picking it up, for me to make that $100, it took a lot more. You know what I'm saying? So my value of a dollar is much different than yours. So you might, in a sense, want to pass along somehow some of that as well. Definitely do what you can to help, but just don't do it haphazardly. You know what I'm saying?
Can we assume that while he was in jail, in the clink, in the slammer, that you know, that they were keeping in some type of contact, so, you know, Big Bro knew what Little Bro was doing, that he knew he was working at McDonald's or, you know, going to school, you know, trying to crank out those papers and do whatever he had to do. So he knew, I'm pretty sure they had that conversation, like, I'm working hard out here, you know, doing all this shit, you know, the right way, you know, right, without being, you know, putting him down or disrespectful to him, of course. But, you know, just letting him know, man, this is what I'm doing and it's really hard for me. And, you know, so I would think that he would know. So when he got out, that it's like, OK, you know, this was really rough for me and I don't have a lot of money. But, you know, if I can help you in any way, if you need to talk about anything, if you want me to help you get your resume together, you want me to use my computer to put out resumes or
use your computer, or whatever. Make a sell your computer.
What? sir, you know, I'm on the next program on AT&T. Shit's cost me some money a month. So, but seriously, like, I would think, like, you know, they had that kind of that conversation already where he knew that this is what's going on with my life. You know, while you in there, this is what I'm out here doing. I'm out here grinding. I'm out here trying. Right. I'm trying to, you know, do right, do the right thing. And I'm sure while he was in there, he probably, you know, joined the Church of Islam or something. So,
yeah, they usually do.
You know what I mean? So he probably
not the Church of Islam.
he's like a Muslim now, I'm sure.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Not the 5%er.
I'm right. saying. Probably.
He got body now.
I'm saying. I like him assalam. Yeah, I mean, probably. So he probably gets it.
I like a salami sandwich too.
You know what?
<He's>
stupid. Right. Oh, he is back in the cafeteria.
Hey, okay. I was about to say.
He's back in the cafeteria. Hey, I want steak and cheese.
I'm about to say, man, if Kmart took 9 more steps, he'd have been in D.C.
No, how about that?
he'd been walking for hours, 40
Spike
minutes.
Lee would have been on that skateboard 10 more minutes, he'd have been sliding right in that door. Coming down. Him and Denzel. Denzel was pulling that jump. Oh, God.
KK would have been like, Daddy, somebody at the door.
He's been sweating.
Right. Oh, shit.
August.
So, guys, if you want to chime in on that question, send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com.
No doubt. So, look, we want to take a break, but before we do, man, we want to thank our guests for coming on and rocking out with us today. And
special K,
no doubt. Is it yo? Is it anybody that you want to give some love to? Give some shout outs. Matter of fact, like, is there anybody that you want to like sort of stick your tongue out at? Pause and say na 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 na. I was on the show, Bella the Great. And just kind of rub
lot.
It in.
Hashtag Sir Socks a lot.
Oh yeah, no. I actually do want to give Bella the Great a shout out because for one, he introduced me to the show.
Yes,
he came. He said, "Man, he said you got to get on this show. These people, they love me. They love me."
That motherfucker.
He lied.
Right, he lied like shit.
He said that, and I was like, all right, you know, that's all right.
I don't even know that nigga.
But in all honesty, no, he said it's a real good show. And so ever since then, I peeped it out. I loved it. I love the vibe. I love the crew. I mean, I love like the different topics. I mean, you guys just don't know how much lash you've given me over the last like 6, 7, 8 months. I've been listening to you guys. Yay. So you guys are great.
With that being said, you passing on the show, right?
Oh yeah, no doubt. No all doubt. Right, yeah, just keep I've already yeah, I've okay. told a few friends that all hey, right. you guys now, need to peep this IDS out.
You
there you go.
No doubt.
Baby.
You thank you.
And
I like that boy.
And all I want to know is, you know, can we get a sandwich or a platter named after the IDS crew?
Yeah, you got it,
no doubt.
It could just be like a smorgasbord of all types of shit on the plate, because that's pretty much what we give y'all.
You know what I'm saying? Some cheese,
yeah, right. Yeah,
beef.
You know what I'm saying? Like
I got y'all with that little carton of orange juice and chocolate milk. I got y'all.
Okay.
Wait.
I knew he was locked up. I told you he was incarcerated.
When he was outside, it was really the yard. It wasn't really.
I know. You know he had. Yeah. He was like. Because
it looked like a circle.
He went around.
And it was
circle,
real quick.
And it was that guard dog that we heard.
Oh, yeah. You got too close to the fence.
I'll put it this way. Not with palm trees around. Yeah.
Whatever. We don't know California jail. We don't know. I love
California.
Yeah, he was in Tent City.
Right.
Y'all ain't peeped. The video went off a little bit.
It did.
The video dropped for a second.
I saw it a couple times.
And that was
because you know what, man? My battery was on 1%. So I had to hurry up and get back.
Oh, that's why you're moving so quick.
The ankle bracelet went off.
Hey, y'all giving me away. Black people, man.
But he got close to that fence and they was telling him to get back. He was like, hold on.
Right.
Video dropped like a motherfucker.
Step back, prisoner.
But look, if you want to see that part of the video, you got to go to the body cam video cameras.
Yeah, how about that?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
No doubt.
Oh, B, one more time. Hey, can I please listen to that Dallas song?
Man, Slim, it's already queued up, ready to go for you, Slim. You know, come on. We right here. But nah, on the real, man, we definitely appreciate you dropping in and giving us love and support and all that, man, because it's definitely, this is what we do it for, you know. We get out of here and we tired, we beat up after a long day of work. This is what we do it for. This is why we, you know, like some, and we're not putting down the other shows, but, you know, some shows that take the, you know, like the month of December off and give you reruns and all that. That's why we grind out through the year and we do what? Are we not doing it this year? We giving the reruns this year?
Don't speak too quickly.
Well, okay.
I'm just, okay,
wait a minute. I spoke too soon.
Hey, maybe
so the
not
people,
so, I mean,
the people that have not paid their $150, people that have not paid their $150 will get some reruns, y'all.
Okay.
Sure. And then the people that pay the $150 will get some exclusive edit, so. Editing room floor shit.
Checks in the mail.
Yeah. All right.
Nigga, we don't check checks. We know y'all better than that.
You'll get it tomorrow.
Bouncity bounce bounce.
No doubt. So without further ado, man, we are going to run to this quick break. But we got to do it in the proper style. HTTR, Fly Eagles Fly. Let's do it.
Yeah, yay.
Being black. Shit is fucked up.
And then balls?
Well, all right. Anybody have a being black moment?
I do.
All right.
Well, you know, I ain't do anything but just lay down, chilled. Being
black. Hey, you know what?
Yeah, I know what that sound mean. It's time to get out of here. Oh, God. So, if there's anything that you heard on today's show and you want to send in some feedback or some, well, if you want to send in feedback, you can send that into indeepshow@yahoo.com. If you're Bell of the Great and you mad because you get on this Skype feed, you can send that feedback to QueenNeen at
what? I don't know what to tell you. .com. You missed out because we tried to call you. Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Hashtag you missed out because we tried to call you on this episode, but you were MIA. Mm-hmm. Hashtag but your friend online. Showed up and he got on. Uh-huh. Hashtag you missed out, Sir Socks a Lot. Hashtag where your socks now.
Hashtag where are you, nephew?
Hashtag your boy walked a hole in his socks during this whole episode.
Hashtag go to Marshall's and buy him some new ones.
Hashtag cheeseburger and fries, pick it up.
Hashtag Malcolm X, he did his thing.
Okay. Hashtag Spike Lee would have loved this episode.
Right.
Okay, hey, no, seriously. Y'all want to hear some real live show shit?
Hashtag I'm on the yard and need some help. They're trying to get me.
I'm gonna see if I can find them right now.
Hashtag somebody in the background doing dishes, but I don't know what they're doing because I ain't giving them no soap.
Hashtag black guy who tip is probably recording right now. We should probably just like see if we Skype it. Wow.
Hashtag put your shit on mute next time somebody's in the background washing their dishes and they don't have.
You said like, it like three times.
No.
Hashtag somebody check on Be Short because I heard at least three cups getting broken in this episode.
Ooh. Wow.
Marcel, was your wife mad?
Hashtag his queen was in the background like, Nikki, this is our only alone time you on the motherfucking goddamn podcast. Those were the ingredients in the meatloaf that you heard.
Oh. Hashtag you about to need 911.
Hashtag shards of glass.
Hashtag my mouth hurt. Okay, sorry.
Hashtag Bell ain't coming on the show unless he has his wife with him next time.
Wow.
Hashtag, oh.
Oh, boy. Hashtag.
Oh, she told you.
Oh, he owed you. Oh, she owed you.
Oh, you're all getting old. Oh.
Oh. I think you just beat him in the hashtag. That was a long fucking
right.
hashtag.
Right, wasn't it though?
Oh.
It was a group effort. It was a group effort, but we have to close this show out. So, Doc, I start with you. Two finger, one finger.
Oh, let me see.
One finger to the weather.
Hold on, real quick.
What happened?
This is not my official two, but this is as a Voltron unified effort. Two fingers to all of y'all that have stopped me in the last 2 weeks. And tell me how much y'all love the two finger, one finger.
Oh, yay.
Do me a motherfucking favor and just send them in. You can send them a voice recording of your own two finger, one finger.
Let us know.
You can do that. And where can I send it in, Queen?
You can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com or 202-750-1437. Oh, shout out to KJ for actually using it.
KJizzy. The village going crazy. It takes a village.
Hi,
to make a podcast.
Okay. Well, all right.
Doctor, two finger, one finger. Give it to us, baby.
Two finger to my man Kmart, who held it down today doing his his rendition of
Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, Do the Right Thing. Malcolm X.
Martin Luther King.
He was about to.
I was sure it was.
God damn it. Do the Right King. That was the porno version. That was the porno version of Selma.
Right. Oh, doing the Spike Lee thing. We appreciate that.
I had a dream that this pussy was so wet.
Okay, no. Nope.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Going to the
Christ.
One. The views of Brian Big B.
Right, right. One finger to the fools are still acting a fool down there in Baltimore, man. It's time to cut that shit up.
Coretta, right. I had a dream.
Okay, nope.
That I came home and you had a French maid outfit on.
Who else? Who's next?
Two fingers to just laying up, chilling, and being black.
Being black.
One finger to returning to work and going back to just working and making
blech.
Money.
Blech. Oh, to the one. Well, making money. Really? Come on.
But yeah, I gotta work.
Okay. Making money, though?
Not to the making money.
Okay, let's leave that part off. Okay. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I didn't want to just take it. Take that. Let's see. So, two fingers to my boo-boo, my boo-ski, TP, Thug Princess, girl. Hey, girl, hey.
I miss you.
Miss you, boo-boo.
Get your ass back.
Yeah.
Bring it back, because I miss you.
You know the black astronauts have the Sit Your Ass Down award.
I'm gonna have to
get your ass back here. Get your ass back.
All right.
Miss my boo boo, my boo-ski. All right, let's see. One finger, blah 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 blah. I will say, one finger through that cab ride through Baltimore, where I was like, "Where are we going? Are we about to die?" And
was it worse than the
what?
The one we had at Fast Point?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Fells Point is this way.
I'm saying Fells that Point, was a wild ride that we had. Though.
Oh, no. Totally different, though. Fells Point is Bruce Jenner up.
I mean, I don't understand it was different directional.
Right. Greektown is Caitlin back.
Oh, south. Okay.
Yes. So, yeah. All right. But, I mean, we got there. I mean,
that might be a new sexual position, the Caitlin back. That sounds like the silence. Yeah, that sounds like the silence of the lamb when dude was turned.
I don't know how that would work out.
Caitlin was a man.
When Slim was tucking his own shit and dancing.
Caitlin is no longer a man.
Well, she's a woman now.
Oh. She is a woman, I beg to differ. Now.
I think that there is a lot of remnants of him.
But we don't know, though. I mean, Caitlin could already had the surgery. We just don't know.
Because
remember, she said she wasn't going to talk about it.
But when you tuck yourself back, does that give a whole new meaning to fuck yourself?
You tell me.
I mean,
I don't know. I asked.
Oh,
if
okay.
You, if like, you just tuck, then no. But if you tuck and insert,
I'm like,
oh.
I mean, you saying like that?
Yeah. So you saying like he thought about this?
No, she said you.
What?
Although I thought you were talking to Brian.
Big B.
two finger.
Big B. Two finger, one finger. Let's do this.
Two fingers. Two fingers to my man Jeff that offered opportunity and open doors. One finger to the usual cast of bitches that attempt to make my everyday fucked up. You tried again today, but you know what? Jeff beat you to the punch, motherfucker. You can't steal my shine.
You tried it. You tried it.
Look at this big ass smile on my face. Fuck you.
Okay. Well,
I ain't even gonna say you. One finger. Just fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
It ain't nothing like.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
It ain't nothing like jumping out a window when you know you got a parachute.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Kiss my ass.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Anyway.
Fuck you.
We gotta get out of here.
I gotta go swim back to my house because I don't know what's happening outside.
No bullshit.
Definitely, I want to, I can't get him to sit still, so, for, Trevor.
Bolt.
Trevon.
Bolt.
What was his name, Ralph? What was that one?
Oh, yeah, it was Ralph.
Is Ralph rest in peace? I think Ralph is rest in peace.
It's only Trevon.
It's Trevon. No, there's two. He calls.
Bolt.
But, you know, I don't think they could last that long inside. It's like a real short period of time.
Okay.
Well, these motherfuckers been flying around. They lasted at least two shows.
Yeah. Not two shows.
It
lasted a sequel.
That's not good.
Part two.
Good boy.
They should die this one.
Sorry. Oh, motherfucker. Ooh, he was on my arm. You brave bastard. He wanted to get on my...
Ending show.
Five buns over the age of 30 minutes old. Two fingers to the motherfuckers that left the trash. One finger to the motherfucker that got the rain.
Right.
I should have been like, you know what? I should have said one finger to the one that landed my drink before I got to drink it. My first drink. I had to pour that shit out.
We gotta get out of here, man. It's always in close, we like to say.
God woke you up this morning. You can have the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out.
Hey, man. Hold on, 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 hold on. Hold tight. There's no way that we can end this show today without saying rest in peace to Ronaldo Ray, who closes out our show every week. Ronaldo Ray, rest in peace.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the